Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As performance advisor today, it's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Joseph Semprovino is here. Joe is a new member of our brain trust. He's the president and CEO of Joseph's Light Cookies. He's an adjunct professor at the Indiana River State College. I'm sure those students are learning a lot from him. He's a great American entrepreneur. And he holds some records over at QVC, the folks who sell stuff on television. You know who those guys are. He's the author of a book called Madness, Miracles, and Millions, and he's our new friend, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim, and thanks for doing what you do and bringing information to fellow small business owners across the country.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, we're about a month away from our 20th anniversary.
God bless. That's beautiful.
So we're
hard in these days.
You're right about that. Thank you for recognizing that. Hey, Joe, it's hard to be a business owner, period, isn't it, these days?
Yeah. You know, so many people think, as you already know, that somebody gave you a lot of money, Jim, to get started, and you had deep pockets, and for any small business owner, and you're rich, and you get to shut off all your problems at night when you go home. And none of those things, of course, as we all know, are true. So we work very hard. We had a scrape, and we had to borrow money to get started. So.
And if your starting a small business and your first thought is I want to get rich, you probably need to go clock in tomorrow, right?
Exactly right.
Somewhere.
And if you don't like stress and you're risk averse, you're afraid of risk, then you also don't want to get into it.
It's not for you. Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart. So so what made you decide to get in the cookie business?
Well, it's an interesting story. So I got diagnosed with diabetes at 9. The doctor said I'd be dead at 17.
Wow.
My parents had a restaurant. And because of this diagnosis, my parents really wanted to go away on a vacation. First vacation in 30 years as restaurateurs. So we drove a couple states over, went to San Diego. When we came back 7 days later, the restaurant was empty. Manager stole everything we had.
Oh, no.
My parents tried to turn it around and fight. And the guy got $75 restitution, and that was it. My parents lost everything they had, including our home, and they didn't have enough money for a battery for their car.
Wow.
So my dad became a cook, and my mom became a waitress at a local hotel. And one of the patrons came in and said, "I love your food. I want you to have a restaurant. I have an empty building." My parents opened it. My dad said, "I'm going to make an ice cream, a regular ice cream that all my patrons can have. It's a good differentiator." So they did that. And every day after school, I made it. And I said, "I can't eat this. I want to make a sugar-free ice cream." So I made, at 12 years old, the first sugar-free ice cream in the world, froze it. It came out like a block of ice. And my dad had to, rework the recipe until it was great. After doing this for 3 years, it was kind of cool because I had a chauffeur, being that I didn't have a driver's license. My dad was driving me around in a freezer van. And I was doing all the sales at the stores. And we got a phone call from a store one day. We had 197 stores we were delivering to. One of them said, "Hey, your 1,000 pints you delivered last night, our freezers went down. We had to throw. You have to come and get them and throw them away."
Oh no!
They all melted. So we threw those pints away. We then made another 800. Delivered that the next day. Same thing happened. I turned to my parents and I said, "Why don't we make something that doesn't melt?
Doesn't melt?
Make a sugar-free cookie." And they made the very first sugar-free cookie for me. I said, "Let's put them in bags and let's share these with fellow diabetics." And that turned out to be a business now, 31 years in business. And,
wow.
sharing it all across the world at Big Lots and everywhere.
What an amazing story, not only of innovation and entrepreneurship, but perseverance. I mean, you guys went through some tough times. And it's another example of what you were talking about earlier, Joe. When people think they want to be in business, this is the kind of stuff that happens to small business owners, because we don't have a lot of cushion, do we?
Mm-hmm. And we don't have a large enough network of people, either on payroll or off, that can really come to our rescue with information.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what your show is doing, which really helps, but it's helpful when you're in a Fortune 500 or 100 company. You have deep, deep staff in every department, marketing, accounting.
That's right, and consultants coming out of your ears that you can afford, and attorneys, right, and everything else. So what would you say was the smartest thing that you ever did? Was it converting from ice cream to cookies?
It was. The smartest thing was, we were faced with this challenge of melting, you know, freezer breakdowns in grocery stores, and that helped us launch into sugar-free cookies. At the time, we didn't know that was a blessing. We just knew that the money that we made for 2 months was wiped out.
Stop for a second. Isn't that always it's amazing how many times the thing that happens that at the time you thought was the world coming down on top of you, and within a day or a week or a month or a year, you look back and you say, thank you, Lord.
Yep. Yep.
It's happened to me. It's happened to me before.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of, to me, I always say, my dad and I and my mom always say that that's God giving a nudge, you know, telling you, we're going to take you in another direction, get ready for the ride.
Well, you know, after a while of doing this, like you've done and like I've done, you get to the point where you give it your best shot, you do what you think you're supposed to be doing, and then you say, everything else is above my pay grade.
Yep. Yep.
But you still have to show up and work every day. You can't wait.
Yeah.
You can't wait. You got to act like, you know, like you're not waiting on anything, but you got to be prepared for, you know, what might come. So how will people find your cookies?
They can go to walmart.com. They can buy them at Big Lots. They can go to their local stores. If you go to Big Lots, I mean, you're buying them for like $1 a bag, $1 a bag. At Walmart.com, they're 98 cents, free delivery. My website, josephslightcookies.com, LITE for light, because they're lower in calories. And they're not just for diabetics. They're for somebody who, you know.
How many flavors?
We have 7 flavors.
Right.
Chocolate chip and pecan shortbread, peanut butter oatmeal, almond, lemon, coconut.
Yeah. Can I get a pecan oatmeal? Can I get one of those?
No, you can get a... You can get, yeah.
Make,
you know,
make me a pecan oatmeal. That's what I, those the kind of, like, hey, Joe, hold on to that thought. Folks, we'll come back. Joseph and I are going to talk about.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.